RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
We're going to choose sideline reporter Josh Klingler in about 7 minutes from now. Somebody says, came on late this morning since I'm on vacation this week. What's up with Bob?
Get bent.
That's actually well played. He's off today and tomorrow. Mac and I will be here, and then we'll all be back next Monday as we'll have the rest of the week off. Tuesday, Wednesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, ringing in the new year.
Heck yes.
Tomorrow will be a resolution and and a memory down the lane of 2025. Lots happened in 2025. Right? Like, I fell in love with Jack Caglione, found my my second love, according to the text line.
We went to the Super Bowl.
We did. We did go to the Super Bowl. Somebody says the last Chiefs loss will happen at the new year.
Oh, wow. Oh, that'd be cool. Okay. A little 20-0 action, 19-0 action. All right.
Somebody in the text line says we need Travis Kelce to retire. That way, it'll force the team to go get Kyle Pitts. I mean, we'll see Kyle Pitts again tonight.
Yeah, we'll see.
Because there's a lot of people in the text line telling me how much they're down in fantasy football. Tonight is
I do love that.
Tonight is a full-blown fantasy football watch party because there's probably a lot of people that still have, you know, the week off or, you know, can stay up and have a few pops. But you got Bijan Robinson. You have Kyle Pitts, Puka Nacua, Kyren Williams, Crum. What's his name? Crum?
Blake Corum.
Blake Corum.
Yep.
Gee, weird. Teams are starting to have dual running back threats, and it's working. I don't know, Ty Warren and Kenneth Gainwell. You have the running back.
Jalen Warren. Yeah,
Jalen Warren, not Ty Warren. He's a tight end. But yeah, Jalen Warren and Gainwell, they seem to be the last 6 weeks. Kind of, now, didn't against your boy, Shador. Can we agree he's not a fifth-round pick?
Yeah, he's not a fifth-round pick.
He's a third.
But I think part of the point for a lot of people, including me, was that it's not about the talent.
Because he showed it yesterday.
He did.
He got
a couple really good moments.
He got I'm talking about the what caused him to slip in the draft.
Oh,
he got a 15-yard run on 3rd and 17 and got up and got a little cocky. And they're like, "Dude, what are you doing? Like you didn't get a first down.
No.
Yeah, you took a lick, but you didn't get lick.
No,
you still punting.
It's 4th and 6. We exactly. Yeah, you know what time it is. Like, all right, like, stop, dude. That stuff needs to end. But you're right. Like, as far as talent, like, he's impressed me a little bit.
Yeah. He's not definitely not a fifth-round pick.
No.
But there's still attitude problems that I'm seeing where I'm like, dude, you can't do that on 3rd and 17 and get 15 yards. But what's up, dog?
Like, that's your franchise quarterback. Mm-hmm. Like, that's who you're going to spend $300 to $500 million. I don't know. I'm out.
No, but you definitely can tell that head coach is fired.
He's gone. We're going to have a lot of openings, man. We're going to have a lot of openings.
There's already, what, 4?
I believe.
Tennessee, New York. Arizona's going to fire their coach. Gannon's gone.
Jonathan Gannon's gone. Are we going to see Miami fire their coach? I kind of feel like he's going to stay.
He could.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that Quinn Ewers was out there yesterday, you know, doing his thing against, who they beat up on? Oh, Tampa. Todd Bowles fired.
Yep, I was going to say that's another one. The whole AFC North is at least on the hot seat, we think. But we both said Kevin Stefanski's gone. Zach Taylor, I think, has got to be gone from the Bengals. And then Ravens and Steelers, I mean, you've mentioned it. It's kind of like the Coach Bowl.
I hope it is.
I hope it is. Sunday night. Let's go.
We'll get to Kling in just a little bit, but more wide open in this playoff season, AFC or NFC? Because before, we can say the NFC is better.
Yeah.
That doesn't necessarily mean it's more solidified on who is your team.
No.
Because I got to feel that for the first time all season, the Hawks are in Max Pack tomorrow.
It's going to be close.
That's a big win on the road yesterday and not the greatest conditions. And Sam Darnold did well. Can they hoist it?
Yeah.
Is this the year they can do that? We'll see what the Rams look like tonight. We assume they're going to be just fine. Is the other thing I want to bring up, is everyone rooting for the Rams in like the Midwest to win the Super Bowl?
It does feel like that, doesn't it?
I feel like nobody wants Buffalo to win.
No.
Nobody wants Denver to do anything.
Philadelphia? Ew.
Absolutely not.
Disgusting.
And so the Rams are the team that everybody's rooting for?
I agree. Yeah, I'm in. Or like a if Chicago did it, some sort of like crazy story. Cinderella. If you named a Cinderella, maybe I could get behind that. But like Jacksonville, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
I could get behind that.
Is it wrong if I'm rooting for Buffalo?
No. No. Personally.
Because then it's out of the way. We're done with
exactly.
it. It's over with. We don't have to talk about it anymore. And if you want to be a snide Chiefs fan, you'd be like, well, yeah, you won a Super Bowl, but it was the year when like nobody was really in competition in the AFC.
That would be me. Yeah, that's going to be what I do. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I think, and I'll still have my take, the more Josh Allen wins, the better that is for Patrick Mahomes and his legacy, right? You're like, oh, 4-0 against Josh Allen, the guy who never won anything? It doesn't have the same ring to it. You want Josh Allen to be his Peyton Manning. That's still my take.
Somebody says Seattle, every time they're in the Super Bowl, there's a new Pope. That happened this year.
Oh, that's great.
Right? That happened this year. That's a 2025 thing that happened. The Pope became the guy from Chicago, right? White Sox fan. Somebody on the text line, I'm rooting for Buffalo. I'm rooting for the Rams or the Seahawks. Seattle and Jacksonville is what I want. I mean, I don't know. I just think that the AFC, there are a lot of teams in the AFC that could find their way there. There's a lot of teams in the NFC that you could see themselves getting there. If that's anywhere making sense. Because let's say that Baltimore figures it out, they beat Pittsburgh, and then Derrick Henry becomes this gigantic man again that no one can stop, and Baltimore finds themselves, like, right, that's a find themselves there. Whereas, like, a team like the Rams, they're just there because we saw it the whole season. Or maybe you want pure chaos for the Super Bowl, and you want, like, that person to set the text line, give me Seahawks and give me Jacksonville. Give me Sam Darnold versus Trevor Lawrence. Liam Cohen versus McDonald. Two new head coaches. First year in the Super Bowl. First ever Super Bowl visit as head coaches, obviously because they're new. I just want pure anarchy. I want pure chaos. And I'm with you from the 314. I'm kind of liking the Texans right now. What would that mean for D'Amico Ryans and that team? An AFC South team wins the Super Bowl? Be kind of interesting. Bills defense is suspect. Broncos offense is suspect. Pats make it to the Super Bowl. Also a possibility. Having to go play in Gialotti Stadium in January. Not very fun. But I don't know. I'm interested to see where the NFC teams end up, because right now it looks like Philadelphia's got their swagger back. Give me an NFC championship game of Philadelphia versus the Rams. Give me an AFC championship game of New England versus Buffalo. I wouldn't hate that.
Yeah, I'll take that.
One guy I'll take is Josh Klingler.
He's traded sleep for tennis elbow and Bob for high school kids.
That's John Klinger.
But he's still the best in the business down there on the sidelines.
Let's go to the sideline. There's Josh Klingler.
It's Watson. Yeah, twice tonight. Justin Watson gets the big play. Jalen Watson gets the big play.
Here's Chiefs Radio Network sideline reporter Josh Klingler with Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Watson, yes!
So again, the question that everybody wants to know, Kling, will you still be the sideline reporter when the new stadium opens in 2031?
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe 50-50. I don't know. It's a long ways away, I think, in football years.
Has your phone been blowing up like ours when it came to the news on Friday?
Yeah, I think, I mean, it was, you knew there was going to be a decision. Certainly there was tense moments between like Friday and Monday that week. Right. Cause you thought that's what was going to happen, but, no one wanted to talk about it. No one was sure, but still tense moments. I think, I wasn't sure what the reaction was going to be actually at the game the other day. And, you know, I didn't really see anything that, you know, and I thought maybe an appearance on the field by the Hunt family or something might have been something that, that triggered people that were mad, and I didn't really see much of that. Everybody was kind of there to send off Kelsey, so I guess they at least kept those feelings in check for the moment. And then it was weird being in a stadium in Tennessee like the week before, right when you knew the announcement was probably going to happen on Monday, mm-hmm. and then to see their stadium being built right in the shadow of the other one. You're like, oh boy, it's not going to be that. It didn't appear at that time. So yeah, mm-hmm. not a surprise. I think maybe cooler heads will indeed prevail at some point in time, and everybody realize, hey, it beats moving a long ways away. I was thinking about it a little bit last night when you saw the San Francisco 49ers, who play an hour away from San Francisco, mm-hmm. in Santa Clara, which is pretty much the San Jose 49ers. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's not like they're moving anywhere away. It's just a different, you know, state.
Yeah, because isn't New England Stadium kind of like that? Isn't like in the middle of nowhere?
Yeah, and then they built a bunch of stuff around it,
yeah.
Which, you know, I figured that was what I figured would be the goal, really, of everybody, right? Mm-hmm. Go somewhere where you could do your own thing, build a mall, build a restaurant, entertainment district, that type of thing was kind of the wave that most of these stadiums have had. So I figured that was going to be the intent of maybe both sides, you know, the goal of baseball and football to be doing that, where you could, you know, increase some revenue probably, and then obviously build kind of a new district. In Kansas City, it wasn't necessarily about building a new district anymore, right? It was kind of like, mm-hmm. could either one of them fit into existing districts? We found out with baseball that didn't go. And then, you know, the Chiefs, I think, would probably be able to do some different things where they end up, but you know, that's still a pseudo established district already. So, mm-hmm. kind of in a different mode. And does Kansas City need a whole nother, you know, entertainment district, or do we have kind of what we need for the people that we have? I don't know the answer to that. I'm not a city planner, but most of those stadiums I've seen before have done that, where they've gone almost somewhere, you know, non-developed, and then developed a whole huge thing around it.
Did you get the vibe that was it for Travis with the whole send-off? Because we were talking to DJ yesterday or today, and I asked him, like, if he got that vibe, because the introduction and then the very end, he's, you know, high-fiving and throwing gloves in the crowd. Not irregular there, but did you get the vibe that, you know, it was kind of it?
I don't know. I tend to waffle every other day because, you know, part of me says, do you want to go out this way? He can still play, clearly. So it's not a matter of declining abilities. He was the Chiefs' leading receiver this season, and can still very much be an effective piece of their offense. So I don't know, but I kind of compare it to like a COVID era senior night in college basketball, where the person goes through senior night as if it's the end, and they do that whole thing, and then suddenly they're back the next year because they've got that extra year of eligibility. That's been happening a lot, and I'm like, okay, well, maybe this is that type of thing for Travis Kelce. Treat it as if you're going to be gone in case you are, and then figure out what your decision is later. But, yeah, the pause out of the tunnel, I kind of went gulp, you know? like, it felt like he stayed a little bit longer for the ovation, and it took him a little second longer to shoot the arrow, and the whole bit, I'm like, oh crap, that might have been it. But I don't know for sure. I gotta imagine there's probably a piece of him that was decided before the season, this is going to be it. And then as the season turned to a different direction, probably said, crap, can this season really be it? And maybe he's got some questions in his head. I'd welcome him back for another season because he can still play.
So I'm just doing the Lord's work here, Kling, because you were on my family's TV at the end of the game. And you doing okay? Like, looked like you were, you know, trying to get an interview, and maybe there was a little, hey, man, know your place.
Well, I think the Chiefs should be very happy to know there were crap ton of people still tuned in that late, mm-hmm. after the game was over.
How many texts did you Christmas? Get of the screenshot of people's TV?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. So
I did that. I go, hey, that's Kling. That's Kling right there.
I didn't know that there was a camera in that hallway at that particular time, but I did about, 30 seconds later. That's for sure. So,
no doubt. Hey, is the AFC more wide open than the NFC going into this playoff, or do you kind of feel like you know the NFC more than you know the AFC?
I think the AFC's wide open, and I don't know. I think are you guys in kind of denial a little bit still? Because I am from the AFC.
100%.
Yes.
Because I'm like, well, Denver can't play like that and win it all. If the offense is kind of iffy and the defense, I don't know, second go round of that defense didn't look like the first go round. And I know Mitch talked about during the broadcast, he's like, yeah, really since Thanksgiving, they've kind of lost a little bit of their edge defensively. Can they get that back? I guess I haven't given New England enough credit all year. I don't know that I've watched New England as much because the Chiefs didn't face them and I kind of let them be, but
they're also playing
Drake
the Jets, Panthers, Browns, and Titans every week.
I hate the disrespect because they got a big number in the win column, mm-hmm. right? So, but I don't know if that's guaranteed. I think Buffalo is still the scariest team. But then they got, held in check pretty well for the most part last night. So I think it is indeed pretty wide open. I don't think Justin Herbert's hand's going to last, right? I mean, there's all these things going on in the AFC that I feel like it's really wide open. Although I could flip AFC and go, if Philadelphia plays like the first half Philadelphia, and they've done this kind of all season, they've been really frenetic. Like at times I've seen them look amazing, and at times they're going, what are you doing? That's a really, really good team. San Francisco could end up getting the edge, right, over everybody. The Rams look great. So I think both sides are pretty wide open. I mean, maybe a little more impressed with the upside of the NFC teams this year versus maybe the AFC. Sans the winner of the NFC South. The winner of the NFC South, there's going to be that debate again. Should they be hosting a home game? We get it. Mm-hmm. But the rest of the NFC really impresses me. So,
what have you... We were talking Chiefs New Year's resolutions. What have you seen these last couple weeks for next year to say, okay, yeah, it's solidified, it's cemented, the Chiefs need to do this?
I don't even know if it's the last 2 weeks, but I think whatever it is that has gone wrong with coverage in the middle of the field, whether it's a linebacker that's a little more rangy, can cover people, whether it's a more active coverage safety, some of these things to clear up the middle of the field, because it just feels like on third down, I'm just looking in the middle of the field and if somebody gets there, they're going to be open. So that's been really an ongoing problem. It hasn't been like glaring the last 2 weeks where you're like, okay, there you go. So certainly there, you got to get healthy at tackle, right? And really be comfortable with whatever's going on at tackle, because, Pole is still going to be a project, right? But can he be a project where he can be a swing tackle for you? And he's just getting some reps here at left. That's something that they're going to have to answer. But certainly, you need Jeffrey Simmons to get back, or Josh Simmons, excuse me, to be back.
I would take him too.
Yeah, Jeffrey Simmons. Yeah, still have nightmares of that guy, right? And if he's available, I'd make a move for him too. And then also, something, I think the draft, you look at, I think without looking at mocks and who's available, I mean, I'm thinking defensive line at that first pick and get something for now and for the future. They've always tried to get that next guy, right, to replace whoever. And so you got to get a Chris Jones type replacement / edge help for George. So make it a kind of a combo inside outside defensive lineman that can fit in the rotation right away. I think I'd be looking hard at that for sure. And then what are you going to do in the secondary? Jalen Watson is going to be a free agent, and what are you going to do with Trent McDuffie? So if neither of those two somehow are back, or McDuffie is part of a trade or whatever, you can never have too many defensive backs. So defensive back safety, that whole bit is kind of where I'm looking at. And then, what have I learned over the last couple of weeks? I at least like that they played a few more of the younger players last week. Mm-hmm. Jeffrey Bosa got a series at linebacker. I'd like to see a few series at linebacker. He ran out and kind of covered a running back out of the backfield, looked like he had some speed. I'm like, okay, that's what I need to see. But he only played basically a series. You know, Breshard Smith, is he going to be just, I mean, he almost projects more as a slot guy than a running back for them. So if he's not a running back truly, then you've got to figure out what the heck you're going to do at running back next season. If he's a guy that fits into your scat back third down more than your every down, then you're going to have to do some things there. So there's probably a lot more work. And I think you realize the work that needs to be done when they're losing like this, right? Because they could have some of these flaws and still be winning, and we would not maybe pay attention to them as much, like us. I'm hoping the team would regardless, right? And the scouts would see those things regardless. But I think they've become a little more glaring when they've obviously had all those losses stack up.
Kling, in about 60 seconds, who should win Coach of the Year and why?
I feel like it's Vrabel. Although, I mean, there's so many good choices. Guy in Jacksonville's been amazing. Ben Johnson certainly should get a long look. But the Patriots, I mean, nobody was talking about the Patriots. So I got to think, you know, Vrabel knocking the Bills off the East is a pretty amazing feat in year one.
Yeah, Carolina's got, if they win that division, I think you could look at him. I think you could look at Seattle. I mean, it's been a year of coaching. It's just been mesmerizing to see how these new systems, 1 year, and it looks like a whole new team. So we'll keep an eye on the Chiefs and Raiders. You got Vegas coming up, man, so you can kind of relax and have fun out in, you know, Sin City.
Well, I know that those fans that are rooting for a lose out, I don't think that the pick spot really can move much at all. And boy, that Raiders team looks really bad. So
yeah, can they win a game to get the first round pick, or can they lose a game to get the first round pick and then go right back the next week and just completely Raider this thing and then lose it?
Yeah, I can't. I mean, that Raider team looks really, really bad. So you know, I think it'd be good if the Chiefs could go out and get, you know, something positive at the end. You know, I haven't been rooting against them, but you know, I understand the scenarios, but I don't think it moves enough this week to warrant any kind of tanking type thing, right? You just go out and play your best football, keep the streak going, keep beating up the Raiders, keep the Raiders being down and force them to make a whole bunch of changes and feel good about yourself heading, you know, a little bit better about yourself heading into the offseason.
No doubt. Kling will do it one more time. The band will be back together next Monday when we talk to you. Enjoy. Oh, did you have a good Christmas, by the way, with the family? Did you, when you got back home or when you got home from the game, did you guys do it obviously
yeah,
the morning
did,
of?
Yeah, we did some stuff. Yeah, we did some stuff ahead of time. Didn't get any takers that wanted to go to the game or anything. Everybody's like, yeah, no thanks. So, yeah, it was a good holiday. Strange though, right? It was so strange for everybody. It was, you know, too nice outside, but I'd rather stand on the sidelines, you know, Christmas night than like yesterday afternoon. You know, selfishly, I traded the warm Thursday night for what would have been a cold Sunday. So
I mean, I felt so bad watching Aaron Andrews doing those sideline reports yesterday. Just felt terrible.
Yeah, and I was thinking, you know, Tom's up in the booth just counting money, yeah, like just dry as a bone. They're thanking all their like camera people, and they're going around, what a day for our game, you know, thanks to these guys. And I'm thinking Tom's.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Check is so obscene. And he's just dry, dry.
Yeah, dry and just looks like a mannequin. Either way, yep. Kling, we'll talk to you next Monday. Take care. Happy New Year, brother.
All right, you too. Thanks, guys.
You bet. It's Josh Kling right there. Coming up on the other side, it has been the year of coaching. We'll dive even further into it. Kling gave us a tease. Everybody can pick a coach of the year, and I wouldn't be mad at you for it here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.